Hi, this is Robin, and with lesson number 13, A Meaningless World Engenders Fear, there is a lot to this lesson. Probably the first thing that stands out to me is this sentence. It says it does not follow that you will not think you perceive something that has no meaning. Sentences like this can seem to put your mind into a twister and never let you go. But what it's really trying to say is that everything that you think you see, you will automatically attempt to assign it meaning. That's just a habit. It's what we do, and it's what the ego's function is to give meaning to the meaningless. Whatever is in front of you right now that seems problematic, remember that the problem, as you see it, has been defined by you. And if you are willing to leave that space for your higher consciousness to intervene, you can actually let your thoughts be healed about the situation, and then you will have and experience a different outcome. There's an idea called cause and effect in A Course in Miracles that needs to be very clearly understood, and we'll be talking much more about that. But to remember that all thoughts are the cause of the problems that you see. And the problem is the effect of the cause. When you try to address a problem at the level of the effect, you cannot eradicate or get rid of the problem. For instance, let's say you have a weed growing up in your garden. If you were to cut that weed off at the top, it would certainly grow again and again, and many would say it grows back twice as big. But if we can pull that weed by the root, we could absolutely get rid of the problem. So if we can think of it this way, that whatever you are facing today, this is your weed, and you up until now have been clipping it at the top, and that's why it seems to grow and grow. So we must allow our higher consciousness to help us to look at the thoughts or at the roots of this weed and to see the roots as not worthy of our time, our attention, or of anything that matters. Turn that root over to the higher consciousness and let it be healed for us. We can do something like this. Dear God, whatever I am facing today, no matter how challenging it seems, I am willing to consider that it is coming from me and not to me. And I am willing to not judge myself about that. I gladly surrender this whole experience over to you, and I dedicate it to the truth so that peace is inevitable. I will leave a space for you today without my meaning, without racing in, trying to label what it is that I see, and then try to solve a problem that I don't have. I will listen for your voice, and I will ask for your guidance. And today I will be quiet and calm and receptive. Thank you for the strength to do this. With my willingness and your strength, we are invincible. Amen.